Even in University Challenge, where some of the best brains in the country are on show, it's the question on the Bible that can stump them. But even when most people know little of what's in the Bible, the story of the Good Samaritan rings bells in people's heads. "Who is my neighbor?" is the start of a 10 in Luke's Gospel, chapter 10. A Samaritan is the hero, risking his own safety by stopping in bandit country to rescue an injured Jewish traveler. It's the Samaritan, rather than any of the religious people in the story, who is the goody. On the one hand, he represents the enemy. Jews and Samaritans didn't get on. On the other hand, the Samaritan came from way up north. He was someone who lived somewhere else. This was the man who acted as a neighbor. So who is my neighbor in the pandemic? It's not just the people I know, the healthcare worker a few doors up the street, or the frail old lady one door down. It's the people I might get too close to in the supermarket if I'm a bit careless, or the person in the queue in front of me buying a coffee and a scone at the local takeaway. Then I see TV news pictures of people fighting for breath on a COVID ward in my local hospital. How did they get infected? Was I in the chain of infection that put them in there, frightened and not sure of whether they'll ever come out alive? The way a virus spreads means that people like that are also my neighbors, whether I realized it or not. And who is looking after them? That nurse or doctor who is probably exhausted, possibly suffering from depression or post-traumatic stress disorder, as we now know some are. They too are my neighbors. What about the man up the street whose business has folded, or who is now out of a job? The way the virus spreads, often through our carelessness, lack of concern, or downright selfishness, means that these people too are my neighbors, whether I realized it or not. Then think of the astronomic sums of money the government is having to borrow to keep the country's economy afloat. That will have to be paid back over many years, not just by us, but by our children and their children. They too are, or are going to be, my neighbors. So think again of that frightened patient in intensive care, struggling to breathe, and recall the TV advert that challenges you to say, look them in the eye, and tell them you are doing all you can to prevent the spread of coronavirus.